Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday and happy December 1st. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. The Colfax Township Board of Trustees approved a contract for help in developing a plan for the future. The board hired the Spicer Group to develop a five-year recreation plan. The cost for that company to do that work is $12,500. A recreation plan is somewhat similar to a master plan, but instead it helps a municipality plan recreational improvements in a coordinated method and plan to be done over multiple years. Having such a plan could help in securing grant funding. The aspects of a recreation plan involves an assessment of needs, a design, an evaluation, and implementation in a coordinated fashion to develop. During Cass City School District's Board of Education meeting, the evaluation of Superintendent Allison Zimba was announced. Zimba was evaluated as being effective, which is the highest ranking an administrator can receive. Under Michigan's Department of Education regulations, teachers and administrators are evaluated on their performance. The evaluation process takes in several factors and complicated regulations. After reviewing an administrator's performance, the board assigns the administrator with a rating of effective, minimally effective, or ineffective. Zimba has served as superintendent since 2021 when she replaced Jeff Hartel, who retired after 11 years with the district. Before being selected to head up the district, Zimba had served as the district's chief financial officer since 2015. And President Donald Trump's ex-lawyer, Alina Habba, has been disqualified from serving as New Jersey's top federal prosecutor. A federal appeals court said Monday that the Trump administration's maneuvers to keep Habba in the role were contrary to federal laws governing appointments. A panel of judges from the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia sided with the lower court judge's ruling after hearing oral arguments at which Habba was present October 20th. The ruling comes amid the push by Trump's Republican administration to keep Habba as the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey, a powerful post charged with enforcing federal, criminal, and civil law. Habba's personal staffer hasn't returned messages seeking comment. We'll be back after this.
In a world full of trends, hardwood never goes out of style. At Popham Flooring, they're not just selling floors. They're helping you build something real. Solid hardwood that lasts, that feels warm under your feet, and holds memories, not just furniture. This generation is about investing in what matters. So why settle for cheap imitation or throwaway looks? Popham Flooring offers handcrafted hardwood options that speak to your style and your standards. Rustic, refined, modern, or timeless, they've got it. Your home should reflect who you are, not just today, but for years to come. Popham Flooring west of Bad Axe. Real wood, real life, real you. Stop in and check out their showroom to start your next chapter one step at a time. Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call 989-269-7358.
Lawmakers from both parties have launched congressional reviews of U.S. military strikes against vessels suspected of smuggling drugs. They're citing reports that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth issued a verbal order to kill defenseless survivors of a U.S. missile attack on a boat in the Caribbean Sea. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine said, quote, "This rises to the level of a war crime if it's true." Ohio Republican Rep. Mike Turner noted that leaders of the Armed Services Committee in both the House and Senate have opened investigations. President Donald Trump confirmed on Sunday that he had recently spoken with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and is weighing whether to carry out strikes on the Venezuelan mainland. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has requested a pardon from the president during his trial on corruption charges that has long divided the country. The request was met with indignation Sunday by opposition politicians and government watchdogs. But some Israelis signaled support and indicated it is time to move on. The president's office called the request, quote, extraordinary with significant implications. At stake is the reputation of Israel's justice system as well as Netanyahu's hold on power. He is the only sitting prime minister in Israel's history to stand trial. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Popham Flooring. They're across from McLaren, Thumb Region, and Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.